Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. And it is the holiday, and we're on 103.9 LI Long Island News Radio. And I want to say something about the holidays, as you know, we all have very strong feelings about the holidays. Most of them are very positive feelings. And I got a message from my son. I wrote this piece a couple of years ago. So when I say a few days ago, it wasn't a few days ago. It was actually a few years ago. I got him a message from my son. He is a person who does energy conservation work for the state of Maine, and he renovates houses, their energy systems, so that the state of Maine, who provides low-income people with some oil and some help so that they can lower the cost of doing that. And he wrote and said, suggested to me, he says, I want you to say something about charitable organizations in the annual holiday message. He is engaged in the energy conservation business himself, so his biggest client is the state of Maine. And his job is to audit and to repair the houses of heating systems for the state and make those improvements to lower the costs. The charities that help the same people he is in contact with are very stressed. They haven't the funds to meet the needs. What's worse is the fact that those people who would ordinarily be in a position to give are stressed financially themselves. Now, that may be changing. There might be a little bit more dollars around to help charities. There appears to be a quiet desperation in those quarters. The charities are frustrated, and they can hardly meet the increased demands that are created by the difficult economic times. The givers are stressed with poor prospects of doing business. At the same time, the recipients are more numerous, and the need is even more dire. Usually there are those of us that pony up a few bucks. It's usually not much, and it doesn't hurt. And while that's okay, there are days when that isn't good enough. In the words of the parish priest that I grew up near, in the town I grew up with, his name was Father Keen. He was a priest I remember from my teenage years. He once exhorted the congregation, he said, give today an amount of money that hurts. That number is flexible depending on how much each of us is blessed with. But we all know what that number is. In the season of Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year, all of this goodwill, we think in terms of hope, optimism, and new beginnings. It is time to see the world differently. If you think you are serving your family and your community well, it's probably true. It is also true that we all can do a little bit better. And that's what we have to task ourselves with today. Can we do a little better? And I think we'll all have a wonderful holiday season if we just straighten up and look at the situation and making a commitment to do better. I was on another topic. I was thinking about music of the season. I recently recorded songs, Christmas songs, along with winter songs. It's an old selection of music that has various origins of context. I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas and I'll Be Home for Christmas. We're both products of World War II. I'll Be Home for Christmas was written by somebody in a foxhole, I was told. I'm trying to get into the mind of a man in a foxhole writing between bouts of gunfire. In song, he is telling his family he'll be home for Christmas, when in reality, he'd be happy to still be alive by the morning. I never thought of these songs as having heroic content. In fact, I never gave it any thought at all. But placing your mind back in the song's genesis, where it all began, and imagining the hopes and fears of one soldier can be and should be an emotional experience. As I connect with musical people, I realize they live in an interesting and challenging environment. What musicians bring to our lives is enormously important. And what they bring to Christmas is, well, let's just say Christmas is music. I can't grasp that sense of what it would feel to have Christmas without music. Another thought on Christmas is the love and generosity displayed, not so much manifested in the expensive gifts, but more in the enjoyment of the company of the family and friends. Before I go beyond the religious significance, I say to all, when someone wishes me a Merry Christmas, interpret that Merry Christmas, whether you are a Christian or not, is to be, I wish you peace, and I wish you Merry Christmas. So, what else are we going to talk about today? I think what we'll do today is conjure up what we're going to do in the new year. I think that the new year is always has the promising prospects of doing something. But instead of losing weight or some other goal, I think it's connecting with other people. It's much more important. The idea that you and I can speak to our friends in candor and honesty, and we don't have to agree. In fact, it's more fun if we have some disagreement. That we treat each other with respect and have these long pieces of dialogue. I tend to have dinner parties at my house. What I usually do is invite three or four other couples, and my wife and I will have dinner with them. And what happens is that in those exchanges, we have a lot of disagreements, but we're not disagreeable. We are just having a good exercise in expressing our points of view, not to mention the fact that we tell funny stories, and that happens to be part of the whole picture. We could do funny stories, we could do songs, we could do any number of things that are not serious stuff. But the fact that humor and that kind of enjoyment is part of your life is serious. We can't let that go. That's too important. I've worked hard in a business for many years. Well, not as hard as I might have, but I worked hard and I made a living and I brought up kids and I built a home for them and we were able to give them what they needed to survive and to grow. All of that was very, very important. But the fact of the matter is that they remember the laughter, the fun, the experiences. And I just recently sent a beautiful letter to my grandchildren telling them that the experiences in life are the things that you'll always remember. All of the things that the material things that you get are real fun when you get them. And they're really shallow 6 months, a year later. They wind up on the shelf and forgotten. But the great experiences that we have in our lives, whether it be going down on a river raft trip with your children, or something as simple as taking your children up into New York to see the tree and letting them see the tumult of the city, that is important to their growth and to their memories, and they don't forget it. So of all the things that I am proud of, it's not the things that I built and not the things that I bought and the things that I gave away. That's not where I'm proud of. I'm proud of the experience that I gave to other people, and hopefully that gave them a perspective on life that makes their lives better. I know it made my life better just by doing it, but the whole idea of living life is not getting and spending. Henry Wadsworth used that term in a poem he called it, and I remember the words were, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. But the fact of the matter is, it's not about getting and spending. It's about creating the bonds between the people that you meet, and they could be casual bonds, whether it's the guy who comes in and sweeps your office when you're working late at night, and that pleasant conversation you have with him, or the talking to the most important person in the country. You could be talking to the president. You should not be different in the way your demeanor is. It should always be lovable, respectful, and informative if you can be. This is Ernie Fazio, and I've been enjoying being with you on this holiday occasion. And I wish you all a very merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. This is Long Island News Radio. Earnestly Speaking is the name of the show, and we're on 103.9 FM. Thanks for listening.